Anyways, it's exciting to have these guys. We have a long history with them. And it was kind of, I was talking to RJ, Pastor RJ, and then Alex is here with them. But Pastor RJ said he was here several years ago when he was in the Teen Challenge program. And he'll share more, but God obviously has done big things in his life. And he's now, you know, on staff. And you know what the neat thing is? God wants to do big things in all of our lives and use us. So anyways, we'll welcome them in too. And a little note, at the end of the service, well, if everybody would just kind of stay in place, we're just going to do a little love offering that will go along with Teen Challenge. It's a great ministry. They'll share more. If you're not familiar, it's in Muskegon area, and it's for teens and adults. I think it's what, from 18, I think 18 on up. And there's a large variety of ages that, you know, that come to really to get whole. So anyways, we'll turn it over to you guys.
Good morning. Did I take this out? I like to hang on to it. All right. Well, thank you, Pastor Andy and Pastor Todd, for that introduction. My name is RJ. I'm a pastor. Teen Challenge. So funny to say that. And I was sitting here, I think it was the same row. 6 years ago, I came into this church with Pastor McLean and the mixed rally team. Back then, we were bringing the team with us, and we were singing and doing all that good stuff. And I just graduated, and I was the driver, so I don't sing, and still don't sing to this day, so not missing anything, but I was the driver, and I got to take the rally team to the different churches and get yelled at to go faster, slow down by Pastor McLean, but it's awesome to see this church, obviously, still here, still standing, and serving the Lord, and growing, and reaching the community, but it, just for myself, a little testimony of staying true to the faith, and kind of going full circle, you know, just where I'm at now, I'm leading a team, getting to, you know, call myself pastor. So God's good. It's just amazing how he works. You never know his plan, but if you remain faithful to him, he'll bless you. I'm 30 years old. Like Pastor Andy said, I went through the church or through a Teen Challenge in 2012, graduated in 2013. And that was at 22 years old. I came from Detroit, Michigan, full-blown heroin addict. Anywhere from 3 to 4 or 5 times a day, depending on how much money I could scrounge up, steal, lie to get, con my way into. I'd be putting it into a needle into my arm 3, 4, or 5 times a day. Every morning waking up angry and so upset with the man that I was becoming, raised in a great home, knew my right and wrongs, but got caught up in the party scene after high school, got caught up in the party scene in college. Started experimenting with some drugs that led into opiates. And before I knew it, right, they don't give you a nice warning sign on the pill bottle that says this might destroy your life. You may get addicted. You might not be able to have the strength to come off this on your own. None of them labels were there. And I got so sucked into it that every morning I'd wake up with the mindset to say, okay, I'm changing. I'm not getting high today. I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to lie. But by 10 o'clock, I was so sick, so gone, so lost in my sin that everything revolved around getting that buzz, getting that fix just to feel normal. And the pastor touched on courage. Change is a hard thing. Change is a hard thing if you don't have the courage, if you don't have the right mindset. And being lost without Christ in my life, and you see in these students' lives now, being lost and where we were at before coming to know the knowledge of Christ, we didn't have the courage to step out because we were doing it on our own strength. We didn't have the knowledge of who he was to us. And that same message that Pastor Todd shared with the kids about the love of the Lord and him sending his son for our sins and dying on the cross and covering us with the blood, that same impact that it does for them kids is the same message that we teach our students. Same message we all know in our life, that he died for us on the cross. And in that love and that sacrifice, you have the opportunity. He has paved the way for you to have a new life, an opportunity to see yourself and the purpose that you have. And so that same impact, I love being able to come to a church where they do that children's service. That same impact that you see in your kids' lives is the same thing that we see at Teen Challenge. Coming into the program, I had no knowledge of Christ. I couldn't tell you what the Garden of Gethsemane was or Calvary. I was a CEO getting raised in a Catholic church, Christmas and Easter only. It was the only time I went to church. So coming to Teen Challenge, being soaked in the presence of the Lord and the services and the prayer and being able to do this now, my mindset, the way I looked at myself and the people changed. So Teen Challenge, we're in a battle, right? Everybody is in a battle, but the battle of addiction, the battle of sin in the life of the people that come into our program, it's a losing battle, a lot would say on paper. 7 people die every minute from an overdose, drinking or drugging. 420 every hour, 10,080 every day. 70,000 people in the year 2019 died from just overdosing on opiates. That's not including alcohol. That's not including any prescription medication overdoses. That's just opiates. That's it. And so when you see it on paper, we're all big in the numbers this day and age with COVID and 2020 and looking at the percentage rate of everything going around. It's scary to see that. It's scary to know that the possibility of someone in this church struggling with addiction is so true, is so real. Or not maybe you in general, but someone in your life, someone that you know is struggling with addiction. And what do we do at Teen Challenge? How do we fight against that worry, that knowing of the addiction world out there, that sin that's out there? Well, we have Jesus Christ. We have the hope in Christ. And that same hope that all of us have in here is what we teach the students. It's what we teach on a daily basis. It's what our ministry thrives on, is that hope in Christ. That's the difference between the secular rehabs and Teen Challenge. They introduce yourself, "Hi, I'm RJ, I'm an addict." Instant defeat, instant giving power over to the enemy, giving power to that sin. Well, in Teen Challenge, we believe that those are in Christ are new creation. And in that, the old man is dead and gone. Behold, all things become new. So once these students come into our program, once they're in that position of wanting the change, having that final ounce of courage to take a step out in faith and say, "Okay, I'm ready." Right? We come alongside and we show them love, we show them support, we meet them where they're at. We show them the Word of God and that relationship and how strong the relationship can be and the chain-breaking powers that it has. Right? The ministry of Teen Challenge solely runs on the purpose of breaking and restoring lives, right? The broken lives that would come in, we're trying to use the Word and the relationship with Christ to restore the broken lives. Become a productive member of society, loving the Lord and knowing who you are and what your purpose is in your life and in His life as well. So we have hope in Jesus. Pastor Andy touched on the ministry. We've been around for 50 years. April was our 50th anniversary. This year has been a little crazy for us, all of us in here. COVID hit in March. We had a lot of big plans for our ministry for the 50th anniversary. We had a big celebration for Pastor McLean and all of our banquets and fundraising and even our rallies all have had to be on shutdown because of the COVID. So we've put our faith in action as a ministry, right? Just like you guys all have in your lives, believing that God will provide, believing that no matter we're not getting the fundraising from our banquets and we're not able to celebrate our 50th anniversary and do these rallies that we do normally every single month, God is still going to provide. And He has. And He has because of churches like you. I know you guys have been monthly supporters for years. And we thank you from the ministry. We thank you that you do that on you're obedient to that and so willing to give back to the ministry and help us. Because I came in the program, no money to my name. I broke every relationship, burned every bridge. Family wouldn't give me a dollar, right? They wouldn't do anything for me because they thought I was lying. And that's unfortunately a lot of the mindset of and the background of the students that come in. But knowing the grace and the love of God and being such an amazing church and congregation, you guys see past that and you guys are willing to give to us and afford the opportunity for myself and people like me with no money, the chance to be able to change and let God change us. So it's just awesome to be here. It's just today I was excited. Like I said, it's been about 6 years, so I was excited. It all came back to me when I pulled into this driveway and went down to the basement to use the bathroom. And it's just been a revelation of just what God can do and the providing and the love and the mercy and grace that He has. And that same love and mercy has been at Teen Challenge for 50 years. And what we want to do, what our purpose today is to really just get the information out, get the word of mouth, get the good news out of what Teen Challenge is. Because like I said, someone in here knows somebody that is struggling, a family member, someone they work with, unfortunately, someone that is struggling with addiction, or some, not even addiction, some type of life-controlling sin. And they need to know who Christ is, and they need to have that opportunity. They need to have that platform or that area in there they can go and, like Pastor Andy said, and say, I'm going to be separated. I'm going to have the courage. I'm going to take this opportunity to just change my life and let God do that. And Teen Challenge affords that opportunity. And we want to be able to spread the news, spread the word. And we do that, like John says in Revelation 12:11, they triumphed over him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So we have some testimonies, I do believe. We're not able to bring a team, so we videotaped some of the women. It's just a quick video.
Hello, my name is Alex. 29 years old. I've been at Teen Challenge for 2 years now, and it's been a long road. I've been through quite a lot, and before I came to Teen Challenge, I'll just start. When I was younger, growing up, I have two older brothers. My father was also, he hid his addictions and worked for a company for 30 years and hid it from us kids and my mother. And so I grew up, it was probably fourth or fifth grade, I got drunk for the first time. Started smoking cigarettes and chewing. And so at a really young age, I was following in my brother's footsteps. It was all about partying, sports, trying to get women, you know, and I got good grades all through high school. I played three sports. In high school, my senior year, I went to the career center and became a nurse. And none of it really was any a problem at all. I thought it was normal to, you know, party with friends all the time every weekend. And as long as you got good grades and you did good at sports, that was the way to live. You know, I was just happy still, though, you know, during that time, until things started getting really bad. It's all a gateway drug to other things, and a situation happens in your life where you get really low, and it's off to harder things. At least it was for me. My dad committed suicide when I was a senior in high school. He had lost his job of 30 years, and about four or five months later after that, he shot himself in our backyard. Because he, from what I could tell, it was real bad depression and drugs that he was on, like his own prescription pills and other things like that came to light afterward. And so me and my two, and I never would have touched hard drugs, or because I thought drinking and smoking weed and that was fine. I was getting good grades. None of that was bothering me. And then, but all my friends were doing hard drugs, harder drugs. And so I said, screw it. I was in a bad time, bad place. And me and my brothers, we used together. They were about 10 years older than me. We started using together, partying a lot, cocaine, ecstasy, lots of opiates, Oxycontin. I lost my nursing career. I was playing college hockey. After about a year in college, I went downhill pretty fast. Started using heroin. Told myself I'd never use a needle, and I started using heroin. I had a crack cocaine addiction for many years. Ecstasy, methamphetamine, and heroin for about 10 years. And in and out of jail for a couple of years. And because of, I got three felonies and 14 misdemeanors, from DUIs to four retail frauds, a couple drug charges. And I was just so broken when I came to Teen Challenge. I tried everything else on my own strength, many other rehabs. And that's really what they look for, is brokenness at Teen Challenge. Because that's the only way you're going to get through Teen Challenge. It's a hard program, is if you are broken and you've tried everything else. That's mainly what I've seen. You mainly can't really get through the program unless you are, you're on your last leg. That's what I found out. You won't make it. And I certainly was. I never believed in God. I wanted to believe in God, but never did until I came to Teen Challenge. I just gave him my all right up at the altar, surrendered everything to him. Just bawling my eyes out, and now I believe 100% in my heart that he's the only way, he's the cure for anything you got. There's more to just, my goal was just getting sober for a long time, and when I came to Teen Challenge, I knew there was a lot more underlying issues. My pride that I had pornography addiction, you know, nicotine, the drugs, and he's working all that out in me, you know, and it was a long process. I went through a trial recently, probably the hardest thing I went through since I got sober and through Teen Challenge, and because everything's been great, you know. And I started getting confident in myself, and just starting to shy away from prayer more, shy away from reading my word, and just confident in myself and the job at, because I was getting blessed with, like, let's say promotions in Teen Challenge, and and God put me through this trial to, and I noticed right away the devil was trying to get at me. My pastor said, it's what you do now that shows who you are. And so I stuck it out. The devil was trying to get me out of Teen Challenge, saying, oh, you don't need this place, blah, blah, blah. But I got through it. And God will speak to you a lot more in the Word and in chapel and stuff when you're going through something more than when things are going good. And just stuff was starting to hit me in chapel. And he just kept saying, and I could feel it in my heart, that I know that he loves me, but do I love him? You know. And so that's what I've been kind of going through lately, and just pushing through. God's just showing so much love to me, you know, and all the brothers around me. And, and I've been doing this for about a year and a half now with RJ, going on the road. And my mom said something to me the other day. She goes, can you believe that your best friend is a pastor and wants everything good for you in your life? And best I could say 2 years ago was, my best friend wanted whatever he could get for me of money or drugs, and didn't care if I'd overdose or anything like that. That's what kind of friends I had. And now I got friends who care the world to me, you know, all because of God, not because of anything I did, but all because of him. And I want to spread that word to the world. And Teen Challenge gave me the tools, the place to do that. So I'm so thankful for Teen Challenge and God in my life, and you guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, Alex. Yeah, I did Alex's intake 2 years ago, and just to see the transformation and the change in his heart and the drive that he has is just encouraging and inspiring, and the best job I've ever had working at Teen Challenge. Seen that in a movie, and I love that saying, so I tell myself that all the time. Working with, 30 to 40 grown men, 18 and older, we deal with 18 all the way. I've seen people in there 75 years old, haven't figured out how to live for the Lord. I haven't figured out how to live dependent or not dependent on a bottle or a pill. And they come in and, at 75, God's still working, So it's cool to see God work and him move in so many lives. But in these testimonies, I know they're not here. Alex and my testimony give a little bit of that feel good, right? But them testimonies, even on the TV and watching them, you can feel the Holy Spirit moving. You can feel God's work in the lives. You can see it in them ladies' face and hear it in Alex's tone of voice. They come in broken, lost, no hope, no relationship with their kids, unfortunately, no nothing going for them. And once they make that surrender, once they have that courage to make that change, I love that Pastor brought that up in the beginning, is that courage to make the change. God started opening and releasing and started just working in their lives. And from being conformed to the way of the world and being transformed into the renewing of their mind, you start to see the Holy Spirit come out of their life, in their actions, in their words, in their demeanor when they walk around the building. Once they have that aha moment, I don't need to worry about my past. I know who I am now in Christ. I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed, I'm sanctified, set apart from sin, I'm justified, right? You start to hear him start using and walking in the Word of God. Instead of using street slang and talking about the glory days in the streets, they're talking about the Word of God and how they can use it and apply it to their life and how they want to give back, right? That's the whole thing. It's a discipleship program. So we try to teach how to use the Word of God in their life, but also through testimony and the way they live, to impact people that they come in contact with. My favorite saying, and I tell the students all the time, is to preach always, but when necessary, use words. So how are we living? Is Christ seen in my life? Not by the words of the scripture, knowing and throwing addresses at people and condemning them with the word of God, but am I being a picture of Christ? Am I being an example of Christ in how I live, how I treat others? And so, you see the transformation, Rick. Romans 12, Paul tells us, Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, Before Teen Challenge, we were all conformed to the pattern of the world. You heard in their testimonies. I thought the only way to live was to party. I grew up thinking partying and drinking were okay. My dad, unfortunately, has an alcohol issue. He'll claim it. He'll tell it. And growing up, he always told me, if the bills are paid, if there's food in the fridge, and you're taking care of your responsibility, then you can have fun, you can party, you can do the things that you want. So growing up, that was my mindset. Okay, I got my bills paid. I'm going to school. I've got a job. I got everything. Okay, I can do coke on the weekends. I can party. I can do drugs, you know, and do this and still provide, still do. I live my life, but I wasn't content, obviously. I always want more. Always want more on my own strength. But God, he says, not by your strength, not by your might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. He's going to give us the life that we want to live, that we need to live. And he's going to give us a purpose. It's easy to go down that road of, you know, just conforming to the world and getting a paycheck and paying bills. But it's hard, right, to live for the Lord. It's hard to walk this Christian life out and be that example that we need to be for the word, for the kingdom, right? And be that light in the dark, be that salt to preserve. And that's what Teen Challenge does. 7 years ago when I came through, there's no way I would have been telling you or sitting up here thinking I'd be sitting up here. You know, there's no way I thought I'd be here where I'm at now. But God says, you know, be obedient. You know, go out. Have the courage. Don't be transformed. Don't be conformed to the world anymore, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's what we try to teach the students on a daily basis, is are you in the will of God? Are you doing what he's called you to do? Are you being obedient to the word? Are you living this word out in your life? Are you letting him work out them old things? Work out them things, that sin, that anger, that pride, that forgiveness that you haven't had yet? Are you surrendering over to him on a daily basis? And then you see in their life that peace, that rest, right? That okay, you know, I don't have to worry about this because I know God's got me. I don't have to worry about that because I know God's got me. It takes a little while to get to that point. It takes some time for them to accept what he's trying to do and that he's going to work things out for the good, that for those that love him. But once they get to that point, that's like when you're like, all right, now we get to see some trials come your way. We get to see some growth happening, and we get to see all the glory given to God. And lives are changed daily at Teen Challenge. It costs the ministry $3,000 a day to run. So $21,000 a week. $84,000 a month. Do the math. It's quite a bit of money every year. Not once have I, when I go to turn on the light or when I go to turn on the hot water, has the bill not been paid, has the water bill not been paid. And it's because of churches like you guys, faithful supporters. We have monthly supporters, and we have the information in the back that send $5 a week or $5 a month. It's a lot of people giving a little that lets us do a lot for the kingdom. And we thank you for that. And me and Alex, like he said, it's been, 18 months we've been driving together. He's the best backseat driver I ever had. You know, we got to talking one day, and this was a while back. Like, we feel bad. Like, when we go to a church, you guys are always giving us food and giving us prayer and giving us support for the ministry. And we just come in, eat your food, and then we rush out, you know, and we got to talk, and it was like, what can we do for the church? You know, and the best thing that we can do, the best thing we can offer, is to pray. Pray for you guys. There's power in prayer. I've seen a lot of people's family members saved. I mean, just like that testimony that one of the ladies said, that a lady's been praying for her for 20 years. So if there's any prayer requests, anyone in this church that has a family member that's going through an addiction, someone they work with, anybody financially, a healing that needs to be taking place, anything at all that we can pray for. Every day at 6:30, the Teen Challenge student body prays for a half hour. And we love to pray for people that support us, because that's the way we can support you guys. So I thank you for your time, and I thank you for letting us come back. Let me come back, have a little reunion with this church, and some inner feelings got all soft on me when I got here, but I'm just happy to be here, happy to see God working in this church, and hopefully come back soon. Hopefully come back with a full team, and I still won't be singing, so don't worry. And we'll have a group singing for you and more testimonies.